Almost every day you can read stories of bright new advances in medical research through the wonders of our age, the human genome, biotechnology. Writer Ben Mezrich has a brother who is a medical researcher, and Ben learned that his methods involve something considerably more mundane.
I have seen the future of medicine, and he is a pig. For the past 2 years, my younger brother has found employment as a pig doctor. 4 years spent at Princeton, 4 more training at Cornell Medical School, another 3 in Chicago studying transplant surgery under some of the top people in the industry, and he's come to Boston to work on pigs. Hearts, kidneys, livers, struggling late into the night, transplanting organs from sow to sow like some sort of porcine Dr. Frankenstein. It's hard not to make jokes. Every birthday means another pig-related gift. Every Sunday brunch is another excuse for a heaping plate of bacon and a transplant of prettily arranged sausage. But the truth is, my brother has come to Boston to work at the forefront of medical science, because the pig, it seems, is our best bet toward internal immortality. The liveliest advances in transplant are coming from the field of xenotransplantation. And though primates such as baboons and chimps might seem like the easiest match for human organs, the more common donor is the lowly pig. Mass General has one of the most advanced swine facilities in the country, and my little brother has been slicing and dicing his way into medical history. Talking to my brother's boss, I learned that pigs are just the right size. Dr. Joran Madsen, surgical director of the cardiac transplant unit at Mass General, explains that the pig's physiology is appropriate, and that it's very easy to generate large numbers of the animals. One of the leading scientists in the field of xeno, Dr. Madsen points out that the world slaughters between 200 and 300,000 of the animals a day. Evidently, people have less problems with pigs than with monkeys. Although there might be more kosher alternatives gaining ground in labs around the world, mechanical organs, cloning, and the like, for now, xeno seems like our best bet to building a new you. Good news for everyone, except, of course, the pig.
Writer Ben Mezrich, he lives in Boston, and he's the author of Bringing Down the House, the inside story of 6 MIT students who took Vegas for millions.